27 and a half to nine news headlines now. Here's James Carlton.
Have you ever had to sue for the loss of a servant, Phil?
You can't get good staff these days. You know that.
Well, welfare groups are making a final effort to persuade the federal government not to cut payments to single parents by moving them on to the lower employment payment, unemployment payment, when their youngest child turns eight. On this, we'll have Senator Doug Cameron with you next. One soldier remains in a critical condition in Liverpool's hospital after yesterday's training accident at Sydney's Holsworthy Army Barracks. Nine supporters of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange have been ordered to pay almost $150,000 by a British court because he skipped bail when he sought asylum in Ecuador's embassy in London. Savers at several banks are being hit hard with the full interest rate cut, 25 basis points being applied to the deposits. In contrast, borrowers, people with mortgages, receiving reductions of only 20 basis points or less from the major banks. Politics, the federal opposition frontbencher Malcolm Turnbull has backed the social media campaign against the broadcaster Alan Jones, saying Mr. Jones is getting a dose of his own medicine. As for the speaker, Peter Slipper, following revelations he sent offensive and sexist text messages, more, opposition deputy leader Julie Bishop says it's time he vacated the speaker's chair for good.
I believe Mr. Slipper's position as Speaker is untenable. He has made deeply offensive remarks about women, including women in the Parliament, remarks that are now public. If the government is genuinely concerned about what it terms sexist and misogynist behaviour, then there is a serious test ahead for the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister must state whether she continues to support a person in the position of Speaker who makes disgusting and offensive remarks about women.
That's the Deputy Opposition Leader speaking on this program earlier this morning, Phil.
Yes, indeed. All right, James, thank you for that. James Carlton there with our news headlines.